on the train.
For some reason, that's not as dumb as you can say.
You're in the Bootlegger Shack, and I am your host. We're going to be listening to some bootleg blues and rock recordings, starting this thing out with Blackstone Cherry, Lonely Train, recorded live at Justin's Fuel Room in Libertyville, Illinois in 2012.
Bennett on the vocals. Let's bring back an organ. We skip the life and they go. Turn cartwheels across the floor. I was feeling kind of seasick. The crowd called out for more. The rumors coming harder. As the ceiling flew away. When I called out for another drink, the waiter brought a tray. That our face at first just goes through. Turn the wider shade of me.
That was HSAS with Whiter Shade of Pale, which is a cover of a Procol Harum tune. And Procol Harum was the band that Robin Trower was in before he went solo. H-Sass, H-A-S-A-S, however it's pronounced. I was with Sammy Hager on vocals, Neil Schoen from Journey on guitar, Kenny Aronson on bass guitar, who played bass for just about everybody out there, including Bob Dylan and Rolling Stones, and Michael Shreve from Santana on drums. You're in the Bootlegger Shack. Now we're going to be listening to an old Blind Faith tune from 1969, Sleeping on the Ground, recorded at the State Fair Park in West Allis, Wisconsin.
Oh, This is the new single off the new album. It's called Promises in a Jar. Never again. Isn't that what you said? You've been through this before and you swore this time you'd think with your head. No one would ever have you again. And if taken was gonna get done, you'd decide where and when. Just when you think you've got it down, your heart's acutely torn and bound. They whisper promises in the we'll
That was Pat Benatar. Promises in the Dark. Recorded at the King Biscuit Flower Hour in Austin, Texas, 1981. And now we're going to listen to Johnny Winter and Muddy Waters doing Help Me from 1977 at the Boston Music Hall in Boston, Massachusetts.
If you don't help me, baby, I'll find myself somebody else. I might have to cook, might have to sew, I might have to wash, I might even mop the floor, oh, darling. I can't do it all by myself. If you don't help me, baby, I'll find myself somebody else. Now when I walk, you walk with me. And when I talk, woman, you gotta talk to me. Oh, darling, I can't do it all by myself. If you don't help me, baby, find myself somebody else. Oh, yes, I will. Somebody ahead.
Good day.
That wasn't actually Johnny Winter and Muddy Waters. That was Johnny Winter and the Muddy Waters band. Most of the vocals were harmonica player James Cotton. Muddy Waters was really one of the laziest performers ever in show business. He would the band would come out and open the show, do 3-4 songs, and then Muddy would come out and do 2-3 maybe, and then go back off stage or chase women or whatever. Well, the band finished the set up, and it really caused a lot of friction in his band over the years, and meant that he couldn't get jobs when harder working artists like Howlin' Wolf could get gigs every single night. Well, now we're listening to Robin Ford Trio from 2012 doing Moonchild, recorded at Catalina's Bar and Grill in Los Angeles, California.
Make you want me again, I would really change. like the one who used to love me. And now I need her so much. If I could make you want me again, I would really change. Better change.
Not familiar with the lineup of the group. We have Steve Marriott on vocals and guitar, Peter Frampton on vocals, guitar and organ, Greg Ridley on vocals and bass, and Jerry Shirley on drums. And this next is Hallelujah, I Love Her So.
Thank you.
And in case on any part of that the vocal balance sounded a little strange, it was because Stevie Marriott was wandering about all over the stage, you see, which adds something to it, actually. You have to listen more carefully.
And that was Humble Pie with Hallelujah, I Love Her So, from 1970, recorded on John Peel's BBC Radio Sunday show, recorded in London, England. Next, we're going to be listening to Grateful Dead, Brown Eyed Woman, recorded 1974 at Winterland in San Francisco, California.
Thank you.
John Cipollina and Barry Melton doing a blues jam from 1977, recorded at John Cipollina's home in Mill Valley, California. Next, going to listen to Anvil, which is the band that pretty much started metal rock and gets the least credit for it, with a song called 666, recorded 2012 at Red Dog Tavern in Peterborough, Ontario, Canada.
Chains of death have been unleashed, ripped in patterns, stricken from hell. Soul by soul, but the contract's been breached. Entering humanity from death. Well, your fate is sealed. Revelation here. Hear your screams, but I'm glad of your fear. My warning, but you didn't learn. Didn't learn. Six. Whoa, six. Warning to mind of man.
make the being itself fulfill my cause. If the remnants were my right hand, to these men I entrusted my sacred laws. I'd rather be a kid below than a child in the blood. I'd rather be free in hate than a prisoner of love. Heard my warning, but you didn't learn.
Well, I gotta tell you, this beats the shit out of the last time we played here. You know, 7 years ago we played in the basement here. It's fucking definitely better tonight, isn't it? We got some old Anvil fans here tonight? I think we got more young Anvil fans here tonight, right?
Yeah.
You know, the old guys, you can always spot them. They usually have no hair or lots of gray beards. Hey, metal knows no age. Right?
It's right. Sunday today, is it Sunday? Everything's quiet. As Buzz would say, pass the inbox round. This is a gospel tune anyway. Here's Sunday. It's called Don't Let Me Down. To have the love that I found, and that's tearing me down to the ground. Don't let me down.
Bad Company, Don't Let Me Down, from the Hard Rock Live Theater in Orlando, Florida, 1990. You've been listening to the Bootlegger Shack, and we're going to play this set out with Rainbow from 1976, Man on the Silver Mountain. I don't know what's wrong with this guitar. It was in tune when I bought it. Thanks for listening.